Time now for sports here at the Ecom Sports Network. I'm Mike Robertson. High school basketball last night, their Bobcats and Lady Bobcats hosted Melbourne Friday night. In the girls' game, Lady Bobcats lost to the Lady Bearcats 66-53. Hadley Meyer led there with 17 points. Jocelyn Tucker added 14. Kaylin Caraway led Melbourne with 22. Bobcats get a big win, 69-42 over Melbourne. There was led by Aiden Burns with 29 points and Devin Harrington with 12 points. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears get another win in the Alma Classic, beating the host Alma 60-39. Bryn Washam led the Lady Bears with 24 points. Tay Davis had 17. Lady Bears are now 11-2 on the season. They'll play Bergman today in that Alma Classic. Other games yesterday, boys, it was Couch over Koshkonong 77-36. Highland beat Cave City 61-55. Mountain Home defeated Newport 68-45. Sloan Hendricks beat Westside 65-61. Ava lost to Waynesville 38-25. Gainesville beat Carl Junction 66-59. And Walnut Ridge defeated Bradford 75-72. Girls games, the Salem Lady Greyhounds beat Hillcrest 59-22. Isser County Lady Cougars a win over Cedar Ridge 61-53. Ava lost to Mount Vernon 54-37. Mountain Home lost to Cabot 65-47. Pocahontas loses to Westside 46-42. Hoxie lost to Corning 60-28. And Mountain Grove beat Fortland 55-50. Today, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears are back in action. They'll play Bergman in the Alma Classic. Mountain Home Boys host Cabot. Mountain Home Girls are at Southside. Calico Rock Boys at Flippin. Batesville Boys and Girls are at Newport. And the Licking Girls will play Richland in the Frisco League Tournament. The new high school basketball rankings are out in Arkansas. Several area teams are in the top 10 in 1A. The defending state champion Mammoth Spring Lady Bears are ranked number 1, and Norfolk is at number 2. Maynard Girls are at number 9. In the boys, the Mammoth Spring Bears are ranked 4th this week in the rankings. In Class 2A, the Sloan Hendricks Greyhounds are number 9. In 5A, the Mountain Home Lady Bombers are number 5, and the Batesville Girls are number 8. College basketball last night, the Arkansas State Red Wolves lost to Arkansas Little Rock 77-66. Little Rock used a 20-0 second half run to get that win over the Red Wolves. The Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies fall to 6-7 on the season, losing to National Park College 95-75. Grizzlies return to action on Sunday at Parkland College. College basketball today, the Missouri State Bears are in action. They're at Drake. On Sunday, Missouri Tigers return to action at home with Wichita State. Arkansas's next game is Monday. They'll play host to Furman. Of course, Sunday Night Football this Sunday, it's the Kansas City Chiefs and the Green Bay Packers. We'll have the game for you on K-Country 95, kickoff at 7:20. Pregame starts at 6 o'clock. St. Louis Blues are back in action tonight. They'll play in Arizona, taking on the Coyotes. To honor the return of longtime radio broadcaster Art Haynes to the air this season, the Missouri State University is going to host Art Haynes Day around the men's basketball game at Great Southern Bank Arena on December the 9th. The Bears play host to Sam Houston State. Of course, Haynes first began calling the Bears games in 1977. This is second stint and 43rd season overall as the voice of the Missouri State Bears. He called Bear games from 77 to 81, then later returned to the mic in Springfield in 1985. He's announced nearly 3,000 Missouri State athletic events during his tenure. Since September 17th of 2022, Haynes has been battling a life-threatening illness that began with a West Nile virus diagnosis, which caused paralysis, respiratory challenges, and at times, long odds of survival. Again, he'll return December 9th at 6 o'clock as the Bears take on Sam Houston State. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.